Welcome to Mind Shift to Health and Wealth Podcast, a guide to transforming your life. Here we explore powerful lessons in health and wealth because without health, wealth holds little value. I'll share personal insights and enlightening conversations with experts. Each episode is a step towards your success, offering lessons from my experiences and wisdom from others. Love what you hear? Share it and visit mindshifthw.com for more. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Hey everyone, today for the Mind Shift to Health and Wealth, I got Matt Bergstrom, who is a full-time real estate investor. He also has a mastermind, which we probably will get into a little bit, you know, during the show or the podcast. But Matt, kind of, you know, like we were talking about, kind of share your bio from where you were to where you are now and what are you doing now. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Raju. Thanks for having me. So I have a background in finance and econ. I worked a corporate career for 10 plus years in consulting and financial analysis, business strategy, data analytics roles. And as of the end of 2022, I work full-time for myself now, as you mentioned, doing real estate investing. I started investing in 2020 just as a side hustle and thoroughly enjoyed it and got it to a point where I could step away and focus full-time and continue to grow and scale a business.
Awesome. Well, that seems like a pretty fast to go to, you know, full time. So I guess let's get into that, right? First of all, you know, what was the thing that triggered the real estate investing? You said 2020. I mean, maybe, you know, it was before 2020 you started looking into it or you invested something, but then this became more of a focus after 2020. So kind of describe that journey. What got you started into real estate? What is that thing?
Yeah, triggered? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, great question. Yeah, it did start before 2020 with the thoughts around it. Mm-hmm. It actually started with getting married and wanting to have a family. And my wife and I actually had some infertility issues. And so that was kind of a wake up that, you know, having a family is not as straightforward as you think. And if I always thought, you know, I really wanted to have kids. And so if I ever was so fortunate that I really wanted to create a different life for myself. And and as I was a ambitious professional wanting to climb the corporate ladder, you know, it typically requires more and more hours and devotion to your company and a time maybe away from the house. And so I, you know, said to myself, I wanted things to be different. And so I started along the journey of passive income and financial independence and just educating myself and learning. You know, I think I read the 4-Hour Work Week, and then it started from there and listened to all the podcasts and books from there, but ultimately landed on real estate as something that I wanted to at least try and see how that went. And so educated myself again, and then just dove in. It was, you know, 2020, early 2020, COVID hit. And it was my wife and I had kind of made this decision of let's buy a rental property kind of at the end of 2019. And then COVID hit and we said, let's just go for it. We'll figure it out. And so we did in March of 20, I believe. And then just kept going and got, you know, caught a lot of breaks along the way. Things worked out really, really well, but really dove in and worked hard at it and kept building and got it to the point where we fortunately could step away from my W-2 at that time.
Awesome. So let me, you know, because you said you saw different options, but why did you land on real estate? What was the reason?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, I think I liked the idea of cash flow. I liked the idea of appreciation and kind of long-term holds. I never really thought about flipping. I thought there was more risk involved with that, but I just felt like real estate housing has been around forever. People are always going to need housing. Investing in real estate has proven to be pretty good for most people who are talking about it. Not everyone, but I just felt that I could figure it out. I have a finance background. I like the idea of analyzing deals, and just felt like if this was a long-term thing, that it could be a great path to wealth, along with providing the ideally monthly cash flow to be able to maybe step away from a job. So those are the things that really attracted me.
Gotcha. So, I mean, obviously, before that, before you bought even the rental property, is there like what was the steps like? Did you get a mentor? I mean, especially since you said, within 2 years you became full time. Normal, it's not that norm, right? Going that fast full time. So, how did you achieve that fast? And what was the critical factors you think that got you to achieve that fast?
Yeah, I certainly sought out people to talk to and connect with and learn from. I was really gung-ho about trying this. And so I feel like I read 10 plus books on real estate investing and listened to all the podcasts and then connected with people on LinkedIn, on BiggerPockets in my market, would ask people, can you lend me, half hour of your time, I'll buy a coffee, and try to meet with as many people as possible to try to learn. And then those people ultimately became great people to bounce ideas off of, to review deals, so that when I did have something I liked, I had sort of a network, along with, deal feedback. They could provide other feedback around, accounting practices or, contractors or how they would handle a deal, just providing their insights. So there were certainly, and then a few kind of stood out that I continue to talk to and seek advice from. But yeah, definitely got a lot of advice from others and just educated myself as best as possible. And then, my wife and I were along for the ride together, working through it. It was great to have her voice too, and to be able to gain one support, but also have someone to go through it with, and so it worked out really well.
Awesome. So, going back to the journey, right? So, I mean, I guess I'm going back to the same question. So, I'm trying to look at your process or steps, the shift that enabled you to scale so quickly, right? Because it doesn't seem like you had a mentor or anything like that, other than talking to people. Your financial breakdown and breaking down the numbers probably help, but scaling so quickly, what was the, I guess, the key factor in you being able to scale quickly? In the 2 years, how many, units did you essentially own?
Yeah, we went from basically one. We did have when my wife and I got married, we both had a house, so we moved into one house and then we rented out the other one. And then by the end of 22, we had 10 properties, 13 units. And I think going back to your question, it was a lot around my why and going through COVID. So my wife fortunately got pregnant in early 20 as well, and or I guess mid 20. And so then knowing that we were going to have a baby really inspired me to, I wanted to get out of working in the office from 8:30 to 5 every day, and wanting to spend that time with the family. So I was really motivated from that standpoint to get to the finances up, and to bring in that income and to kind of build this little real estate portfolio. And so my why was pretty big at that point, and same with my wife's. And so we just went after it. And again, during 2020, a lot of free time with what was going on in the world. And so we just dove headfirst and took action and just kept building.
Awesome. So, what was the main methodology you guys used in the real estate investing world to scale up that fast? What are, kind of like, how did you finance those deals? All that stuff. What type of properties were you looking at?
Sure. Yeah, we started with single family, moved to small multifamily, Started with our own money. We started using, I mean, house hacking. The first duplex we bought, we lived in one side, rented out our other side. But ultimately, all the properties needed some level of degree of work on them. And so we added value, a lot of sweat equity, as well as, hiring people to come in and work on the properties. And then we'd refinance them. So we did, and again, sheer dumb luck with the times and where interest rates are at, but we'd buy the property, live in it for a year, fix it up, refinance it, take the money out, roll it into the next one. And so I think we moved 3 times in 2 years, but we were mostly using our own money for that. Now, since I've left my job and have built up the business a little bit further, we've started to get investors on board for different deals, and we're looking at bigger deals now. Thankfully, that was the strategy, kind of a version of the Burr strategy, I
Our
guess, where
strategy.
you,
Okay. Gotcha.
yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that's what I was, asking, I guess. Cool. Now you also do, or I'm not sure, I don't remember the details, but you started a mastermind or involved in a mastermind. Can you share that? And what is it about? And what do you guys do there? And what is the focus there? So.
Sure. Yeah. The main mastermind I'm involved with is one that I joined. I didn't start. It's called Front Row Dads. It's just about being great family men. The tagline really pulled me in. Family men with businesses, not a businessman with a family. And it was at a time as I'm consistently looking for growth and to elevate myself. I was thinking about, do I need a coach? Who are my peers? What communities am I involved in? And I was thinking more business. And then I had just had my first daughter, and it just really hit me. And business is part of this group, along with, a thriving marriage and intentional parenting and wealth and legacy. But the core focus is being a great family man. And so I just really like groups with like-minded people who are, pushing, driving towards the th same thing. So getting to meet a ton of incredible dads who are doing great things in life, but also very intentional about their family has been a really cool community, really powerful. There's content like a lot of masterminds, but there's also deep connection. There's no surface level stuff with this group, which I've really enjoyed as we're all on this journey of life and fatherhood. So I've thoroughly enjoyed that group.
Awesome. So main focus is about family and all, or you guys obviously accountability for businesses and you guys help each other in the business, all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's 6 pillars of the group, from wealth and legacy, vibrant health, intentional parenting, thriving marriage, business evolution. Was that six? I'm not sure.
I didn't, I've lost the count too.
Emotional intelligence is the last one. So there's different pillars, and so we focus on those every other month. And but yeah, certainly accountability. I'm in a small group that holds me accountable, which I enjoy. But yeah, a variety of topics covered. We're all pushing forward in our businesses as well as all those other areas. But yeah, very focused on being great family men and dads too.
Awesome. Okay, so just one more question about going full time, right? So what do you think are the critical factors? Yeah, I know, I understand the why was important. What were the critical factors for you to go full time that quickly? Apart from the, why and everything, like what is the critical factors you think in your mind?
Well, again, going back to my financial roots, it was certainly getting to a number. I wanted
Gotcha.
to feel safe getting to a number. I mean, I was needing to support a family. My wife does work, but I reran, the numbers 8, 9 times to make sure that we were comfortable with that, knowing what our living expenses were. But then I think it does take some courage, and it's just about what you want to do in life. And for me, it was designing my days, designing my life a little differently. And so I was really gung-ho about that and really focused on that. And once we got to that number where I felt conservatively it was okay, I was ready to pull the trigger. It's also, I'm a big proponent of doing what you're passionate about and what provides you joy and reward in life. And for me at that time, it wasn't necessarily my job. For other people, it certainly can be, but I wanted something different. And so, when the number essentially was there, I felt pretty comfortable stepping away.
Awesome. So, well, I'm going to assume that when you say numbers, you kind of minimalize your expenses and everything, being a financial guy, perhaps to get to that number point where you're comfortable enough, which is, I think, a lot of people sometimes miss. They put this outrageous number and think they have to get there before, they can be full time. Instead of thinking the minimal, what is their expenses and what do they need? I mean, even, I've done some numbers, but even me, sometimes I'll go, kind of put extra cushion, not needing really that number, but you just put the extra cushion, like I might need that, so I'll wait till then, right? So anyway, gotcha, cool. Well, with fast forward now, who you, I mean, obviously you're working with people's, it seems like other people's money and all. So what is that? Are you getting into syndication? I guess that's one part. The other part is, hey, who can you help and who would you like to connect? What kind of people are you looking to connect with and how can they reach out to you, I guess, at that point?
Great question. Appreciate that. So now I am solely focused on the super sexy niche of real estate that's mobile home parks and RV parks. So I've been in one deal on a mobile home park, and then I just closed fairly recently on a RV park, and I'm looking to grow there. So trying to scale a business in that area of real estate. So yeah, we've just raised from family and friends up to this point, with goals of getting into the bigger raising syndication style. That's what we're focused on. We really like the business model. I really think it's headed the right way. There's a lot of great deals out there still. So that's what my day-to-day is like, trying to acquire and build the systems and teams around that. I'm love to connect with anybody real estate wise. It's always fun for me to chat real estate. It fills me up. So the best way to reach me is probably on LinkedIn. That's where I'm most active. You can find me there, Matt Bergstrom. But would love to connect with people.
Awesome. So is there, I mean, a quick question on the RV parks. Is that something you learn through somebody else, or you just like research yourself and got the idea on
It
that?
was, it was someone in one of my mentors who I connected with maybe a year ago, who, as I was thinking about scaling my business, we were going from single family to small multifamily. A lot of people go into larger multifamily apartment style stuff. And my mentor said, "Hey, you should look at mobile home parks." And I said, "What? That's weird. I've never heard of that as an investment." And but he had purchased two of them. And so I really did the research and explored that and thought, hey, this is actually pretty cool. Affordable housing is always going to be needed. I like the, in its best case, you're essentially a parking lot where the tenants are responsible for their homes and you're just collecting lot rent. And so it was through his advice to explore it and then further mentorship, as I said, yeah, I want to do this. I want to buy something. And that we kept going down the path that now, like I said, I'm 100% focused on this class and continuing to scale in this area.
Awesome. Well, we were just talking before Matt came on. He moved from Minnesota to Florida for a few months with his kids to enjoy the warmer weather. So I guess that's an example of having that financial freedom to do that. So let's get into the last three questions, Matt. One, the first question is the book. What's the best book you read, your favorite book, other than maybe like a Bible, normal, like a business in the business sense or personal development sense? What's the best book you read and why would you recommend it to other people?
Yeah, I really like the book, The Gap Versus the Gain. Dan Sullivan. It looks like you're familiar. But it's just a mindset book, but it's really, really powerful. Just living in the game. A lot of people, especially ambitious people, think about, where am I going next? You hit the level and then you're like, well, where am I going next? And you never really feel the fulfillment or the joy that you should celebrate and feel. As well as when, obstacles come or things don't go your way, it's a way to just kind of reframe your perspective and think about all the gains you have in life. And so that's something that's really important to me. Positivity is one of my core values. And so that book, has been one that I've thoroughly enjoyed and reread and just love the mindset.
No, awesome. That's a great book. Yeah, I would highly recommend that too. Well, I guess last two questions are, what inspires you to get up and do what you do every day? You kind of mentioned your why. I guess probably that's related to that, but kind of share it to people.
Yeah, it's my family. I just absolutely love being a dad. Love spending time with my family, my wife. So it's really I just one of the best parts of my day every morning is being up before my 3-year-old gets up, and she comes out of the room when she wakes up, and she's so excited, and she comes and gives me a hug, and she gets to have her little breakfast, and it just fills me up. It's just a little thing. And so I also enjoy getting to pick them up from daycare on my schedule. I love daddy-daughter dates. I have two girls now, and it's just devoting my life around that family. And I think about that from my health. I want to keep up with my kids, and so I'm inspired to take care of my body for that reason. And I want to develop a business so that I have the time freedom that's so valuable to me to be able to do stuff with my family as well as others. And so that's really what inspires me and keeps me going.
Awesome. Well, last question then is what's the one tip that has helped you personally or professionally that can help others?
I think it's taking action. I think a lot of people, consume a lot of information and have lots of ideas, but they don't do anything about it. The Derek Sivers quote, I'm sure you're familiar with, if information was the answer, we'd all have six pack abs and be millionaires. But it's taking action that gets you places. And so I've always been okay with doing something, learning along the way, maybe failing, but we're learning along the way, and that's what gets you progress, and you'll keep building from that. So that's really been one of my mindsets, especially going into this new endeavor with real estate. But most things in life is to just take action and try it, and it's okay to be wrong or to fail, but you're learning, and just keep going, just keep making little progress.
Awesome. Great tip. Well, people can, like Matt shared, connect with him on LinkedIn over there. And if I get any other info, social media info, I'll be posting that with the podcast or the YouTube video. So go check it out. Reach out to Matt if what he said kind of rhymes with you and something you want to learn from him or do business with him. Obviously, you can see he's a great guy. So he's done it pretty quickly. So maybe that's the information you can share, how to do it that quickly. All right. Awesome. Thanks again, Matt. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Raju. My pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Your support means the world to me. For more tips and tales, head over to mindshifthw.com. Want to chat? Let's connect on mindshifthw.com. Schedule a session with me if you're seeking guidance or just good old brainstorm. Together, let's make a splash in the world, one mind shift at a time. Catch you next time.